Our true nature, our heart is different. That one is the meditative nature that can understand the Buddha Dhamma, that can awaken, that can develop the wisdom. So when you have that wisdom developed, then you will be able to apply that understanding into real life. Then you can experience and witness all this truth that the Dhamma is in every aspect of our life. That's the reason why I always share with you all, life itself is our greatest teacher. Dhamma is everywhere in the midst of life and nature. Truth is everywhere in the midst of life and nature. Why can't you see? For those who see, they always see. So this is the beauty. Why is it such? What is Dhamma? Dhamma is truth, universal truth, the universal characteristics of impermanent, suffering state and non-self. These are the universal characteristics of all phenomena, and these are very, very powerful truth. When you awaken to it, you become enlightened. You root out your delusion, your ignorance. That's why when you are enlightened, mindful, heedful, throughout the day, every moment, every instant, you can witness them. It's like I always share with you, all, truth is everywhere in the midst of life and nature. Why can't you see? There's this universal characteristics of impermanent, anicchang, dukkhang, and anatta. They are everywhere in the midst of life and nature. Every moment, every instant, they manifest. Unless you can see them, awaken to them, you still don't have the true Dhamma understanding. The true Dhamma understanding is very strange, very marvelous. When you have that understanding, that wisdom, then you can see them. You can witness them. They are everywhere in the midst of life and nature, within and without. We are basically, Dhamma is true. What is true? Truth is the nature's law that explains the reality of all things. As a Dhamma is basically truth. And the Buddha taught the Four Noble Truths. They are very unique truth, because when you understand them, you become noble ones, and noble ones are enlightened ones. So when you understand the noble truth, you will become enlightened noble ones. And the Buddha is also called the Tathagata. Tathata is suchness. So Tathagata is an expert in suchness. So because of that, he understands truth very, very profoundly. That's why he can teach the truth, the Dhamma. And he holds the embodiment of that truth. So he is the Tathagata, means expert in Tathata, suchness. That's why he can see things as they are, the reality within the moment, within the instant. That's the reason why his teaching is so simple and yet so profound. He told the monk very simple. Whatever that arises, there are causes and conditions behind. And these causes and conditions, he explained how they arise. Mainly karma. That's why he said you are born of your karma, heir to your karma, condition is supported by your karma. And you are what you are because of your karma. The fifth daily contemplation. So when Asanji repeat these two stanza to this Sariputta to be, he became enlightened to the first stage of sainthood straight away upon hearing. How can he do that? It's because of his past and because of the Buddha's ability to summarize truth or teaching into such simple understanding. And my nature during the early days when I cultivate, very strange, when I read that stanza, my nature also told me, my nature also can understand and awaken, no different. But I straight away understand. The Buddha said, whatever that arises means all things, all phenomena. There are causes and conditions behind. Means what? We are in the existential world, isn't it? Condition arising world, isn't it? So whatever that arise, follow nature's law. When the condition is set, like the Buddha said, then things will go that way. It cannot be other way. That's why this is the reality, the truth. Nature's phenomenal and condition. It cannot be otherwise. If you want things your way, which is not nature's way, you suffer. You become miserable. That understanding to me is very straightforward, very direct, very simple. But hardly anybody have that understanding. They can repeat and maybe proclaim that stanza. But how many people really have the understanding? If you can understand, you awaken. You will break free from the self-delusion, sakkayadity. Means you will come to understand this form of mind is dependent, originating, impermanent. That's why it's not a permanent unchanging entity. Therefore, it is non-self, anatta. And because it's empty, non-self, and impermanent, there is no reality. Empty nature of existence. This is how you can develop the wisdom to awaken. And this is profound Dhamma. Okay?